Coming to you pre-recorded from the Dream to Reality Entertainment Studio, this is the D2R Podcast.
Welcome to the D2R Podcast. I'm Ryan. Across from me, once again, the one, the only, Jamie Martin.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Or back to the show.
Back to the show.
John and Danny couldn't be here. They're currently rioting in Baltimore.
I believe that. So grabbing free Doritos.
Yeah. TVs, you know.
You know, it's the only way to justify somebody
that's right.
getting wronged is grabbing as many Doritos out of a CVS as you can.
I agree. I mean, it only makes sense, right?
It does. It's
If the next time I see a cop beat a white person, I think we take the streets, Jamie.
Yeah.
It's time. This just got to stop, right?
I'm grabbing all the Doritos to justify all the wrongs that I just witnessed.
And then after that, I think we grab some bricks and start throwing them at cops. What do you think?
Oh, that's not necessary. How am I supposed to grab Doritos if I'm throwing bricks?
Well, it is in Baltimore. It's necessary.
I couldn't believe it. Did you see the picture of the dude with all the Doritos?
No.
It was, I forget where
I just seen
it.
Lots of fires, and I seen lots of, you've seen the helicopter shots where, like, it just swarms of people. It almost looked like a Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I saw a picture of this guy, and it was like, you know, riots in Baltimore. We need to justify everything that's wrong by grabbing Doritos. And there was this dude with just a fucking arm full of Doritos. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Why would you go after Doritos?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you go after, like, I don't know, what would you go after, for real? Don't even say Doritos.
If I was rioting?
Yeah, let's say there's a riot, and there was no way a cop was going to stop you.
I'd get the expensive stuff. There's no resale on a bag of Doritos. You know, I'd be grabbing Blu-rays and shit.
Blu-ray movies?
Players, movies.
Players, everything Blu-ray?
Everything that's small and expensive. I'd be breaking through, if it's CVS, what do they got in CVS? I'd be grabbing the expensive liquor. I'd be grabbing, like, anything electronic that's in there.
Yeah. Something that you could take into a pawn shop or
eBay. The stuff they have behind the counter.
Yeah.
You know? Not Doritos.
Cash register.
Some
ain't
people.
Nothing in that cash register, though,
most
of the time.
Hopefully the first guy in there figured that one out. Hey, there's cash in here. Instead of, hey, I'm grabbing all the Mentos I can fit in my pocket and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And, you wouldn't want to. I was thinking, what about, like, a major item? Like, go to a car dealership, break in, find where they keep the keys, and go out to the lot and just start taking cars. But
nowadays, everything's GPS.
They can track all
They'd
that.
They'd find that thing.
So that's why, you'd probably be better off with, like, an iPad. You know,
something like that.
Shit,
grab all the,
like,
Cricket phones you can handle.
Yeah, and then
I got prepaid wireless.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you wonder. Like, I don't know. Do you? Okay, here's my thoughts on it. If you're, I guarantee you, 90% of the people that are rioting don't even know the person's name that was killed,
right?
Or give a shit. The way I see it is they're opportunists. They're saying, oh, there was this whole thing in Ferguson. Now we had this thing here. This is an opportunity for me to go out and get free shit without cops doing anything about it, rather than I'm standing up for what I believe in. You don't believe in anything. And here's the bad thing. They're doing all this, which means taxes are eventually going to have to get raised in order to pay for all this, because insurance is going to go up and all this for this area. However, it's not affecting the people that are riding, because none of them have jobs. It's only the people that have jobs out there, and they're not the ones riding. So it literally, it's, I don't know.
You know what's the most expensive thing in a CVS you could have stole? Prescription medications.
Well, yeah, if you broke into the prescriptions.
Yes.
Well, you could probably make the most money out of that, too.
Oh, hell yes.
If you just started loading up on anything, Vicodins, the
Robitussin.
All that shit.
All that shit.
Anything that they have back there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like
Xanax.
I mean,
all that
for
shit.
That street resale, you can't track it.
No.
At all. You might be able to track the serial number for an iPad or something like that. I don't know if they get registered in with CVS when they come into the store. I don't know how that works, but I'm sure you could get around that. You could jailbreak them.
Oh,
jeez.
Turn that down.
Is that a text? Is that your new text thing?
Oh, yeah, it's Micah.
You're not supposed to be here right now?
No, I am. some shit popped off last night. You want to hear a stupid story?
Are we done with?
We can jump back into it, but I got it while it's fresh in my head.
All
right. So I'm at said party, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a little tipsy.
You guys know? Are watching the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
We're watching the Pacquiao fight. You know, testosterone's high.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to throw names out there. Somebody.
Well, you already said Micah.
Jesus Christ.
So,
now my phone's going off. So, shit's going down. People are getting, you know, a little feisty. Dude grabs my beer, right, that I have in my hand, just filled it up, and he starts drinking. He's, I'm going to drink your beer. I'm like, all right, fill it back up, you know? And he's like, I'm not filling it up. I'm not no bitch. I was like, okay, well, you expect me to fucking stand here after you just took the beer out of my hand and drank half of it? You're going to fill that fucker back up.
Why would he do that in the first
place? Just because he was fucking with me all night, wanted to get his ass kicked, but it wasn't my house. I was being as calm as possible. You know, and so finally, I just set the beer down. I was like, look, dude, I'm counting to three. You fill the beer up, or you're picking yourself up off the fucking floor. And he's like, I'm not doing nothing. I was like, all right. I was like, one. And he's like, go ahead, motherfucker, count to three. I'm going to poke you in the eye. I was like, what do you think I am, Shemp? I mean, this isn't Three Stooges, motherfucker. You're not going to poke me in my eye. So eventually, the homeowner comes in, breaks shit up. Oh, man, step back. Leave him alone. Leave him alone, man. Why you got to be fucking with him? I turn around. I'm done with it to fill my beer back up on my own. And next thing I know, said drunk guy fucking just cheap shots the homeowner and lays him out in the driveway. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was trying to calm dude down.
Yeah.
Or get him to, you know, straighten up, basically.
Yeah, crazy.
So then what happened after that?
And then they all yelled at dude and he got on his bike and deboed out of there.
He actually got on his little, what is it?
A Debo bike. It was like,
so it wasn't like a motorcycle.
No,
like,
no,
it was
no.
An actual bike. It was a Huffy.
Yeah.
And Debo'd out of there.
Wow.
So what's the text this morning about?
It was just Micah. I'm sorry about last night, bro. I was like, nah, it's my fault. I should have just laid him out. It wouldn't have happened. I was trying to be nice.
I'm surprised. Okay, so he hits the homeowner. Why did nobody, like, take him down then?
Oh, after that, there was a swarm on him, and everybody... God damn it. I turned that down. I'm so sorry. That's so unprofessional. Jesus, what is
wrong
with me?
Put it on vibrate.
I just did.
Yeah. I was going to say. At least we'll hear the...
But yeah, I don't know. It just got crazy, and then I felt bad, because I was like, dude, if I would have just hit him, he wouldn't have hit the homeowner. But I didn't want to hit him, because I didn't want to be the guy starting shit at somebody else's house.
Exactly. Yeah, it would have been on you then.
Yeah.
For starting shit, because it's always the retaliator.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think you probably handled it right, but
the
homeowner should basically, obviously that dude's never come back, and if he does...
Well, no, see, that's the thing, is they're buddies, and they're probably frisbee golfing later this afternoon.
But I could never just cheap shot you just because. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to invite me over to your house, like that one party... And I came over there, and let's say I'm going to go fuck with Cheeseburger all night. And he's just getting really pissed off at me. And then you come over like, come on, man, just leave Cheeseburger alone. He's still big, but he's not as big. And then all of a sudden, I just swing at you.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how it went down.
Okay. For one, I could never do that because I'm not going to hit somebody that I consider a friend. Unless I'm like, okay, this friendship's over.
Yeah, well, dude was just... drunk and getting stupid all night. Like, all night he's just talking shit. Jamie, I beat you up. I'm like, yeah, I'd probably not, but whatever, you know, keep talking.
How big? Was he same size as you?
No, he's tall, skinny.
Tall and skinny. He's got that reach, though. But he probably nothing behind it?
No. I mean, there might be something behind it, but, I mean, he might get the...
You've been hit before, so...
He might get the first shot on me, but he wouldn't get off the ground if I had him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stroking my own ego here, but I'm bigger than
you.
Not
as heavy as you used to be.
No. I'm a little more...
I'm able to suplex you
I'm a little more lean.
But a year ago, I don't think I could have suplexed you.
No, I was pretty fat then.
You were heavyweight.
Yeah. Now I'm slight heavyweight.
Yeah. You're not quite down to the cruiserweight.
No, not at all.
or what's his name in... who's the guy that played Batman? I should know
which
this.
Which one? Michael Keaton?
No.
Adam West.
The one, the Dark Knight one. I always forget his fucking
Christian
name.
Bale?
Christian Bale. In Machinist.
Oh, he was scrawny.
He was like 110 pounds. Could you imagine you at 110 pounds?
No.
That'd be ridiculous.
If I was 110 pounds, I'd probably be in the hospital dying.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I guess I heard a thing where he dropped like 65 pounds or something for
that's
that
ridiculous.
Role. And then, like, they were, like, he wanted to get down to 100 pounds. And they were like, you need to stop because like the directors and producers,
like a high school girl.
But yeah,
right,
well, they were like, "You're gonna get like you're gonna die, and we're not even gonna have this movie for a fucking movie." You know, like
right.
He's got the record now for the most weight dropped for a role.
It's crazy.
And then the year later, he films the Batman movies or a Dark Knight or something.
It can't be good for your body.
And he got, you know,
it can't be good. It's like, dude, you need to slow down the weight loss. We're seeing your ribs.
You know? Literally, you could see the bone structure in the
terrible.
That's so gross. That was a good movie, though. No?
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen The Machinist?
No. I wow. keep passing it in the Netflix.
You gotta get that one.
You know what movie I have seen you need to check out?
What's that?
It's an Adam Green movie. This is a plug.
Adam Green?
Yeah.
Who's Adam Green?
Holliston. You ever seen Holliston?
No.
TV show on
Backstrom?
No, Holliston. That's the name of the show.
Never, I don't it's even like heard he's of a, it.
You ever seen Hatchet? You seen any of the Hatchet movies? 1, 2, or 3?
No.
You seen Frozen? Not the cartoon?
where they're in the lift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an Adam Green movie.
Okay, with the wolves down.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saw that one a long time ago, first came out.
Yeah. But he made this one movie called...
That was kind of a letdown.
Digging Up the Marrow.
Digging up the marrow.
Yeah, it's like he's like it's almost like a spoof on a real life documentary because he's, you know, a filmmaker.
Okay.
And this guy writes him a letter saying, you know, monsters are real and I know where you can find them. They all live underground and, you know, I found tunnels and shit like that. And so he goes with this dude looking
really?
For these monsters.
But it's a spoof?
It's not really a spoof. It's just like it's somewhat a real documentary thing, but it's like a movie, you know?
Right.
It's really him.
They're trying to do it like they're filming a documentary
yeah,
about it.
Basically.
Okay. Not like found footage.
No.
Okay.
But it's pretty funny.
But it's, yeah, they're doing the...
Well, not
yeah,
funny.
I get what you're saying. They're trying to film a documentary even though it's not a real documentary.
Right.
Gotcha. That's cool.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so have you seen Troll Hunter?
No, I've seen it on the queue, but I
haven't. No, that's... the only bad thing about that is it's in Dutch or something like that. That's what they're speaking. Or Swedish. I don't
dude,
know.
I find with
but
movies
it's
with
good
different
though.
Languages, if the first 10 minutes gets you, the language thing don't bother me.
Here's the thing about Troll Hunter. It, I don't know. It the preview, the trailer will sell you.
Yeah.
However, when you watch it, it kind of starts out like they're setting it up, but it's kind of slow, and then... should we watch the trailer? If you want, okay. You want to see it?
I don't care.
I'll sell you on this trailer. If you're not interested after seeing the trailer, I'll be shocked.
Okay.
All right, so talk amongst yourselves while I pull this thing out.
So lately I've had another job.
Another job? Do you
yeah.
still have the...
I have two jobs.
Oh, you have two jobs. Oh, yeah, I think I saw this on Facebook.
I am a part-time Uber driver.
Yeah.
Uber driver.
Okay, now, real quick, how does this work? Like, if I want to just call you for the Uber...
Can't.
It has to go through... I have to log into the app, and then...
It calls the nearest person to you.
Right, so I literally have to have you drive to me first, and then go into the app, and it will get you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time I need a ride, I'm going to say, Jamie, I'm over here. You come here,
it's
though.
It's not bad. I made $100 in 2 days, just driving, you know.
Have you had... Okay, how many people have you picked up?
Eight, ten.
Between 8 and 10. Any weirdos? Or any hot chicks? Any?
No, a lot of dudes.
Just dudes, like normal dudes?
Dude, I had to pick up 4, like, V-neck wearing, creatine filled, like, dudes. Like, bros. Like
really? Like, I was the
like,
jock guys.
Like, they, you know, I get the message, and Jeff needs a ride. And so I call, and I'm like, yeah, Jeff. And you know, I'm outside. Yeah, bro, we're out here finishing our beers. And I look in the front yard, and it's like 3 dudes. Like, wearing the medium V-necks, and I'm like, dude. And they all get in the car. Yeah, dude, we're all named Jeff. And I'm like, yeah, you're not, but whatever, get in the car. You know, and they're just all broed out the whole way, and I'm just trying to hurry up and get there and drop these guys off. I'm like, dude, I can't stand these guys.
Right.
They're so broed.
Guys like that?
Yeah, bro. Oh, bro, I was all up in it, bro. And it's like, oh, God.
Were they trying to talk to you about, or like...
Yeah, they're trying.
You know how you do when you're in a different city and you get into a cab and you're like fucking around with questions?
Yeah, they're like, driver, this dude was looking at this girl's ass. And I'm like, what's the big deal with that? You know, it's like, you guys going to shame him for that? I was like, if anything, you should be high-fiving him. Oh, dude, that's gross, bro, that's gross. I'm like, no, it's not. I am a pervert. I will lick an ass.
Wow.
I suck toes. I do all that shit. I'm a 5-star Uber driver. I offer water and chewing gum and refreshments.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
Now, what if you don't have that shit in your car and somebody wants it?
I do. I make sure I have it before the night starts. I have a nice little cooler with water in it.
So, okay, how does this... So you keep that in the little front seat there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if... I'm trying to think, like... If you... How do you, like, decide that you're going to... Like, you just decide when you leave here today that you want to work. So you just go into the app and say, I'm available or something?
Basically, yes.
So you can work whenever the fuck you want.
Yes.
Obviously, you can only make money when you're working. But. Right.
Like, here, we'll go online right now. I highly doubt anybody's going to ask for a ride.
Because you can get hit as the first one, and if you don't respond in how many seconds, you don't... Somebody else will take it.
Right now, I am on the Uber clock. I highly doubt anybody's going to ask for a ride, but if they do, that phone will go off.
You know what we
and
should
I'll
do?
Deny it.
We'll take the mobile mics, and I'll go with you.
Go for an Uber?
Yeah. As long as we can do the ride, be back here by 10.
Look, I am still 5-star Uber driver.
So, how does your star rating go down if somebody doesn't like you and reviews it?
Reviews me not 5 stars, but...
Do you start out as a 5-star Uber driver?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have to keep that 5.
Right.
But usually I get the drunk people that are cool.
Yeah. So do you like do it on like Friday and Saturday nights?
I did it last Friday and Saturday, yeah.
I would do Thursday, Fridays, and Saturday. Once the like dollar beer night starts at Riverhawks, I'd go near there.
Oh yeah, that's what you try
and,
to do.
On Thursdays.
Like I sat in the middle of town reading In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks and just sat in a parking lot and waiting for my phone to go off.
How long does it take usually?
Dude, Friday night it was going off left and right. Like I would sit at home playing Mortal Kombat. And then I'd have my phone on, and then it would go off. I'd hit pause, get in my car, go pick them up, take them where they gotta go, go back home.
What's the farthest you had to leave, like wherever you're at, and one pops up, what's the farthest you had to drive to get to them? And then, second question, what's the farthest you've had to take somebody?
Not really that far.
No? It's all Rockford locals?
Like, the farthest, the longest ride I've had was from RBI, which is, like, Perryville, Riverside. And I took him to, like, Rural Street, where the old Highlander is. And that was, like, a $23 ride.
Wow.
And he gave me a $5 tip.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And plus, it was only $23 because it was after bar closing time, so he was in the yellow zone, which costed him more money, because everybody's requesting Ubers at that point.
Ah, so they raise the rate.
Yes, they do.
Nice. That worked out.
Yeah.
For you, at least.
Oh, yeah. So, you ever seen the movie Snatch? You know how you can't understand what Brad Pitt's saying in that movie? I picked up a guy like that.
Okay.
I picked him up from the Hope and Anchor, and he's like, are you Jamie? And I was like, yeah, that's me.
So he had the accent and everything?
Oh, yeah, dude. He was hardcore. It was awesome. And then, like, my GPS was on the fritz. I was like, man, my shit's not working. I was like, you know where we're going? Ah, I fucking hope so. I live there. And I was like, okay, cool.
Fucking hope so. I live there.
It was awesome. And he's like, I mean, I'm drunk, but I'm not jumping around your fucking car. I was like, yeah, you're good. Troll Hunter, huh? Don't miss the
movie that critics and audiences are. I have to ignore this ad.
Dude, I'm tired of Facebook or YouTube ads, man. It's like every video is a fucking ad at the beginning.
Turn the ad down.
Yeah.
So we don't hear the ad, and then.
No, playing Fandango.
Alright. This is like Blair Witch. Well, it's
Mike!
It's found footage.
Mike!
Folk vil alltid prøve å finne naturlige forklaringer på sånne. Here's the thing, it's all in different language, though. Det er ikke vanskelig å finne ut om det troll som har vært på ferie.
Hvorfor skal ikke folk få vite hva som foregår her?
Hvor det kamera?
No.
Så det kamera? No.
Michael Moore avsetter første forsøk. Tror du det?
Det ingen her som tror på Gud eller Jesus.
Nei, det ingen altså.
So for the listeners, go to YouTube, look up Troll Hunter trailer, and you can watch what we're watching.
Oh yeah, random slime. Let me touch it.
Wait, you see the fucking troll, dude? Oh, I bet. Or some of them. There's like different kinds.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, he's gonna fall in there, though.
So if trolls see light, they turn to rock.
Oh, dude, look at that. That's crazy. What the fuck? That thing's huge.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. It's on Netflix streaming right now. It's in my favorites.
Dude, look at that foot. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's bigger than the car.
Good lord.
Are you interested?
Yeah, I think I might have to watch that later.
I'm telling you, bro. Bro.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, a double-headed troll. You're a Muslim. Muslim was okay. Yeah, if you're a Christian, they can smell Christians. Oh. The troll.
Oh. Well, that's... I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so if you're an atheist, you're good. So that's a troll hunter.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that one.
I thought you might like it.
Like I said, I've seen it. I just haven't seen it.
You've seen it, but you haven't seen it? You've seen it in the thing sitting there?
Yeah.
In Netflix?
The things you must watch now. Yeah.
You got to watch it. But you're going to have to read the whole thing. So if you're down with reading it...
Okay.
Maybe give it 20 minutes in.
Eventually I'll learn how to speak Dutch.
Well, at least there'll be a good impression of it.
The Dutch.
I think it's Dutch. I'm not sure what it is. I think it sounded like Dutch. I think they filmed it in, like, Denmark or something, but I don't know.
Norwegian. Where's Norwegian? Norway. Right?
Norway. That's all
that
right there.
Stupid.
Where do... Yeah, it's all by, like, Germany and shit, isn't it?
I don't know.
And Germany and France and... Norway and
the French,
Denmark, and
I got this problem with my arm.
Yeah. So you have your normal job still?
Oh yeah, definitely. Got to keep the steady income,
right?
Like I didn't Uber this weekend. I was too drunk.
Can you get a DUI Ubering?
Oh, I'm sure you can get a DUI. When,
yeah, you probably go down to that 1-star rating.
Riding
then.
A power wheel.
You have to have your car listed and all that. They have to, like,
oh, yeah,
to, like,
they
verify
need background checks and all that shit.
Okay. So what's the process of getting signed up to be an Uber driver?
I had to send them my license, my registration, my insurance, all my information, you know, social and shit. Stuff. People are like, I'm not putting my social on the internet. I don't care. You can take my identity. Take my bad credit if you want it. But, yeah, all that BS, and then they do a background check on you and make sure you have a decent vehicle and all that shit. And then after like a week and a half, they're like, okay, start driving.
So that's it? They just send you like an email and say, you're good?
Text messages like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend's going to be busy. You should get out there and drive. It's like, eh.
But it's Rockford.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just new to Rockford,
people,
right?
I'm surprised how many people actually use it already.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, excuse me, a lot of people.
Can you go to a different city and log into?
Yeah.
Like, you go
I
to
can
Chicago?
Drive wherever.
So, literally, like, because, like, cabs can't, like.
Oh, no, I can go.
You know,
anywhere.
A Chicago cab can't come to Rockford and just sit.
Right.
You know, outside the Marriott. But, you know, you could.
Yeah. Freelance, baby.
I wonder if you could, like. Where would be the place to go? You think you'd get your most Uber calls? Pretty much all day long, if you want to do it all day.
In Rockford?
Not in Rockford. I don't think it could make... I don't think it's busy enough here.
You'd have to go to...
Or your phone would have went off by now.
All right. I'd say you'd have to go to L.A., dude.
L.A.? New York?
A lot of rich people out there. I don't think they can Uber in New York. I think, like, the cabbies are fucking...
Well, they got a lockdown on that.
I think there's certain restrictions out there. I'm not positive.
Yeah, L.A. it seems like...
Because, you know, you think New York, you think cab.
Yeah.
You know?
Only bad thing... Well... I think a lot of people walk in New York, too.
Yeah.
I think they're like, fuck it, we're going to hoof it. Where in L.A., you can't really walk anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and then the traffic's so shitty.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to Uber in L.A., because you'd be sitting the whole fucking time, and just people would be getting pissed off in your backseat as the mountain goes up. Did you hear about the, one buddy of mine was telling me about this, Uber ride. I don't even know where it was at, but this guy picked this person up, and I don't know where they were going, but for some reason it was, he took like the wrong way during like rush hour traffic or so it was like backed up or whatever. It just took forever to get to where they were going, and finally, like, they were like still like three blocks away, just sitting in traffic, and the person's like, "All right, just let me out here." So they got out of the river, and then like a couple of days later, they got their this bill or something from Uber. It was like $16,000,
no way,
or some shit like that. So then, so that's what I was told in this story. I didn't see it or read it or hear it or anything. I just heard it from this guy, and then so they had to like. I don't know, they did something, and Uber, like, took it, like, refunded the $16,000, like, I guess it hits your debit or something like that, or however you got set up, and they refunded it, and then, I don't know, this, because the person reviewed this guy, the Uber driver, poorly, and then got this, like, $16,000 thing. So how do you...
It don't work like that, though.
See, then there must have been a disconnect in... what I was being told.
It would have to be an internal glitch in the system for that to happen. Because when I pick somebody,
that's a lot of money. Think about how much it.
Well, I pick somebody up and then they type in where they want to go. Okay, and then I have a navigation system that sends me exactly this route that I'm supposed to take them there. But you know, you always have to follow that. But as soon as they get out of the car, like I'll hit end trip, and then their phone says it costed you this much. Rate the driver. And then they push the button.
Right. Yeah. You don't exchange cash. You don't exchange anything. It's all through the system.
Yep.
Kind of like a PayPal.
Yeah.
Like their PayPal sends money to your PayPal or whatever type of deal.
It's Google Wallet or Apple Pay or whatever. The
it's fuck through that. Is. Yeah. It's all. You don't see anything. It just ends up in your account after the fact.
On Thursday.
So yeah, but somehow this person got. I don't know. Let's Google it. No.
Call the BS on that one.
I don't know, this guy's not known for BS stories, though.
I don't know, man.
Oh, let me Google it. We'll look up...
Did you know... I don't know.
Did I know what?
I don't know. There's no $16,000 Uber ride to story. Oh, okay, charging woman 16. Yeah.
So it's a true story, no? ABC
it's,
7
It's got to be an internal...
Accidentally charges a woman $16,000 for just one.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like the driver said that costed her this much.
Okay, it was a 35-minute ride.
Maybe she was in the red.
So
hour.
Yeah, you were right. It was probably a glitch in the system. We could read the article, but why do that much research?
I'd love to charge somebody that much money for a 35-minute.
Well, yeah,
ride.
If you could actually get the money into your account,
take the money and run. That's what I would do. And I'd close my Uber account. I'd be fucking gone.
$16,000.
Kaiser Soze that shit. I don't know, my driver had a gimp foot. He's gone.
That's awesome. I want to have you give me an Uber ride somewhere. So you got a new car then too. We should talk about the race you and I had 2 days ago.
I lost.
You beat me off.
I had
line.
You off the line for like 2 seconds.
it's when you told me you had a four cylinder, I was like, well, I know I got this. here's the thing. I was trying to go slow off the line because I had a lawnmower in my trunk and I didn't want it banging and gas going everywhere. So I was like, once I could get it up past like 30, I know I got this.
Right.
So then, like, yeah, you were like halfway through the intersection and I was just going, and then I was like, all right, now we're going to kick it into gear. And I went, right, flying past you. Yeah, we got a new car, though, no?
As soon as you passed me, I let off the gas. I was like, I'm not burning up the gas. He won. Chalk it up.
And we only had to go like a block, and then I was turning anyways. But so you got a new car.
Yeah.
Or new to me.
It's my little car.
What kind is it? I don't even know what kind
it was. It's HHR, a little Dick Tracy mobile.
Oh, one of those. There. It's kind of boxy, but... Rounded off on the on the boxy parts.
It's great on gas.
Yeah?
That's all I cared about.
Is it really?
Fuck yeah, it is.
What kind of mileage?
Between 20 to 30 a gallon.
20 to 30.
Depending
That's
on how
much. And then how many people you can fit in there?
Four fucking V-neck jocks.
What was that? One in the front or they're all in the back?
No, one in the front.
You kind of got like a hatchback too, right?
Kind
of. It's like a half.
Yeah, like the back's open. It's cool.
You could throw somebody in there if you had to.
I have heated seats. It's great. Remote start. Never had a remote start. Fucking
so you got remote start for the winter. Yeah. You got heated seats.
Yeah.
What else does it have?
Got the sunroof.
See, that's the one thing. My car's got all that shit, but no sunroof.
I got the fancy little plug-in for my phone, so I can...
The USB?
Yeah.
What year is it?
09?
09. Was this a tax return purchase?
Yeah, fuck yeah, it was.
Hell yeah.
It was, I need a decent car for my kids to get around in, so I gotta buy this car. I had to use my tax money. I don't have credit, man. They needed a down payment.
So where'd you buy it?
Freeport.
Barco?
Some dealership. No, not Marco.
No, Barco.
Oh, no.
It's, that's like the J.H. Barco. Why is it going into Freeport?
No, I got it from Bacher, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of the big dealerships. Yeah. Okay.
One of the ones where the guys are in ties wanting to shake my hand. I'm like, dude, I got the cash. Just give me the fucking keys. You know, don't charge.
So you paid for it outright?
Or no, you're still making payments.
That's all right.
I didn't want to give him all the money up front. I was like, ah, I still need a little bit of this money.
Yeah. So, what are your payments then?
$200.
That's cheap, dude. That's nice.
That's all right.
For how many years, though?
Fucking retardedly. I'm just going to wait till
like
I get
6 years? 5 years?
I think it's three.
Oh, see, that's $200 for 3 years. You ain't got that much to pay in.
No, I'm just...
But your next return, you could just pay it off.
Yeah, I'm just going to pay it off.
It looked nice.
It's all right.
For, like, I was... I would never know what to, like, look for you in. Because I don't even remember what the last... I think you had a... What was it? It was a green... No, it was a... Well, yeah, you had the pickup truck, but then you had, like, a Explorer or something at one point.
An Exploder, yeah.
And, like... That was it.
I had a minivan before that.
Yeah, yeah, a minivan.
And then what was before the minivan?
Did all these break down or something?
No, I just sell them.
You just get tired of your car?
Well, the minivan, the trans went out, so I sold that fucker. The truck, I sold it, because I just sold it. The car I had before that, I just sold it.
Yeah. I don't know. Just sell your fucking cars. Yeah.
I don't like them anymore.
Now, one thing I wish I hadn't have done was sold my Tahoe. Because it's nice to move shit around. Now I've just got two cars.
Yeah, after I sold the truck, I'm like, man, I'm going to need to move some shit around. Yeah.
Every time, and it's like, man, as soon as I sell this, I'm going to have to move something. And
right.
I got like a fucking giant desk in my garage I want to get rid of.
I hate selling a car, too, privately. I feel like a sleazeball.
Why?
But then I don't feel like a sleazeball because I tell them every single thing I can think of that's wrong with it.
And well, that's too honest.
Don't tell them that. They're not going to buy it. I'm like, I'm not going to have them come back in a week and be furious with me.
So I wouldn't have them come to my house. I would try and get that car to like a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, meet you at Kmart.
Yeah, and then they can't ever fucking find you.
Yeah.
Except on the title that you just signed over, it's got your name.
Basically.
But usually it'll have an address you lived at four times ago.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
But they got your phone number.
Yeah.
So you have to change that.
Yeah, I put it up on Craigslist, and instantly I had fucking, within an hour, there's like 9 people calling me. Oh, I want to see this truck, Oh, yeah, dude, because I sold the
Craigslist, so you got, Craigslist is, for certain items that I've listed, it's like, you get like nonstop calls, and then...
And I was at work, and so I told them, I was like, look, this is where the truck's at, it's in the garage right now, you can't see it, 4 o'clock, I'll start the open bidding in my front yard.
Nice.
Yeah. And then they just started, oh, well, if I can't see it first, I'm like, hey, dude, it's, $700 truck, and it runs, and you don't need to do anything to it.
It's $700.
That's a fucking deal.
That's all you need to know, right? Yeah. It's not like we're charging $12,000 for this thing. It's not mint fucking
this one
condition.
Dude's like, oh, $700. This other guy said he's got an Acura for me for $200. I'm like, yeah, good luck with the $200 car, dickhead. You gotta push it on.
Yeah,
around.
That's one thing. Like, why are you really haggling here?
Yeah, really.
Go ahead and get your Acura for $200.
Yeah,
and I'll see you in a week when you're buying my $700 truck because the Acura didn't start.
Yeah.
At least this
Acura
thing starts
in the truck, you dickhead.
Right. Don't you love that? Like, one thing that doesn't sell on Craigslist, at least
used vibrators.
Well, I bet you that sold before.
And
I'm
panties, so.
And I'm sure this is sold too. But we listed a wedding dress. Or, her previous wedding dress, and we've gotten people interested in it, like, asking about it, but then never to, like, come look at it or anything like that. It's like,
right.
I don't know if people are just weird about wearing somebody else's wedding dress, or, because it's not, like, overpriced, it's like, but I think you also have to be that size.
Well, it's like you wear it one fucking time.
Well, yeah, so you can't get that fucked up, you know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with it, because it was worn
one time
for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But
and it was on the floor.
It's literally you got to be that particular size, and you know how small she is and how big most girls are now.
There's some big girls out there,
and
Some biggins.
And a lot of people like to go buy brand new.
Stupid.
Spend thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. But I know there's some people, so I think we got to take it to one of them resale shops or the consignment shops where we can still make money on it, but they just list it for us or whatever.
Have I told you how much I appreciate the Red Cross and all they do for people?
No. It sounds like a really bad ad.
No, it's not.
For
Red Cross, baby.
They help you out or something?
Oh, like a motherfucker.
Okay, so let's hear this.
Well, there was that tornado a couple weeks ago, right? Down.
It affected your house?
No, not my house at all.
Okay.
It affected the whole neighborhood that I had to go work in. But the Red Cross was out there handing out free food left and right. Oh, and I was taking full advantage of it, baby.
Okay.
They were like, oh, we got lunch. Are you hungry? I was like, oh, what do you got? They're like, oh, we got cheeseburgers from Culver's? I was like, yeah, I'll take one. They're like, well, we give them out in twos. I was like, oh. Well, I got four guys down the street working. So I ran off with eight cheeseburgers and hung out in my truck for like an hour. Just sitting there, cheeseburger heaven, baby. It was great. You don't normally get free Culver's.
So you didn't give any to the other guys? Or were there no other guys?
I gave two of them away.
Gave him one. Two guys want hamburgers. You ate six hamburgers?
Well, throughout the day. But then I had McDonald's for breakfast, too, they gave
ridiculous.
Me.
Ridiculous.
And then one time, this church comes through, gives me like a whole grocery bag full of pre-made sandwiches they made, and like a cake, a case of water. And then the Red Cross comes right around the corner. I'm like, hide them sandwiches. I was like, yay, we're hungry. And they gave us Chipotle and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all donated by those particular, like Culver's donated the burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a tax write-off for them.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, but yeah, thanks to the Red Cross for handing them out.
Dude, it was Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. I got free breakfast and lunch for work. It was great.
Wow.
McDonald's
is
breakfast.
Did you get paid extra for them, like, them storm ones?
I did Friday night, but after I got my check, I didn't.
Well, taxes.
Fuck yeah, like $500 taken out of taxes.
Yeah, they rape you on taxes.
Fucking terrible. Overtime and a half. My ass. My 54-hour check at overtime and a half was just as much as my 45-hour check. I was pissed.
Yeah.
Pissed!
That sucks. I don't know. I don't want to really go at this, but have you heard Jesse Ventura talk about his idea for, like, taxes in this country? Okay, so instead of having the income tax, he says we should go to it would just be a nationwide flat sales tax. So, like, you work your job.
Did you hear that?
What, the fart?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I got it from your face.
You'll probably smell it. It was a long one. I'm sorry.
Well, I hope not.
I can smell it.
Move the atmosphere over here.
It's bad, dude. About a spotted cow I was drinking last night.
We're drinking spotted cow. Okay. So anyways, so you get paid, you don't get taxed. So you're going to get your full amount that you're getting paid.
I like this.
The only thing that would get taken out would be like your Social Security, shit like that, or whatever, your medical, okay? Yeah, you got to sit in your own shit when
you
do it.
Dude, it's bad.
I don't smell nothing.
I'm waiting for it to hit you.
You know, if it hits me, then this show's over.
It's going to be bad.
But then when you go to the store, let's say you want to buy a TV.
Right.
You're going to get taxed at, let's say it's 8% or 10% or whatever it is. That's the tax rate. You buy a TV. I think I just got a whiff of it, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to not breathe in through my nose. I'm just trying to.
Then you're going
to
taste it.
I don't think so. I won't taste it.
It's kind of sharp.
The good thing is my nose is plugged too. So
it's sharp like cheddar.
Anyways. So yeah, you buy a TV, you're going to get taxed on that. There will be, let's say, a 10% or 8% tax that will go to the government, and then there will be like a 2% that will go to the store or whatever.
Right.
So they can make their little bit or whatever. And then, obviously, so that's basically how to get done. And so his way of saying this is, if you're a millionaire, but you live like someone that lives in a little studio apartment,
right,
you don't buy much of anything, you don't buy lots of things, then you shouldn't have to pay taxes like you're a millionaire. You know, you should get to keep your money. Where if you're, let's say you make 30 grand a year, but you spend 20 grand on stuff.
Right.
Well, you're living like you're a fucking millionaire, so you're going to get taxed like a fucking millionaire.
Got it.
And to me, it makes way more sense than taxing us on our income.
Yeah, I hate that.
And then getting taxed on the back end, too.
Yeah.
Just tax us on the back end, because it makes it easier then to save money and shit like that. And if you'll have more money in your pocket, which should result in you going and... Because that will also help the economy then.
Naturally.
You know what I mean? And if you don't want to spend your money, you're not forced to. And you're not getting money that's not theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could have used that extra $500 last week. Bullshit.
Like, we all could use some extra money.
Yeah.
To me, that makes the most sense for, like, a tax plan.
You know how
I'd
you
be
can
curious
get extra
to know
money?
What Joe McAllister has to say about that, though.
You know how you can get extra money?
Be an Uber driver?
DraftKings.com, baby.
Yeah.
Or don't bet on Pacquiao like I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. He was the underdog going into that. And that's I kind of figured... I was... For me, I was rooting for Pacquiao, but I kind of figured Mayweather's going to take this one. Yeah. But it's not going to be the only fight that they have.
It was BS.
How many rounds did it go?
12.
It went the full 12. Yeah. No knockouts. It was all points. See, that's what I figured. And that's exactly what...
That's why I thought I was going to bet on Pacquiao.
He'd get more shots in.
Mayweather did a lot more hugging.
Did he?
Yeah. He was hugging like a motherfucker.
I hate that.
I hate it.
In boxing, when you do the hugging, that to me is you're just trying to waste time.
That should be deductions,
man. Yeah, it should. And to me, you're wasting time so that the clock runs down. Yeah, and as long as you get a few jabs into then hug,
yeah.
You're the only one getting points right now. You know what I mean? Every time you hug, if you're the one that initiates the hug, there's like 5 points off. So you get, I don't know how the point thing works. Like every time you hit, you get a point or something like that, you know? Deduction.
Shoot it, bud.
You know?
It was terrible. So, I have less money now.
How much did you lose? $12,000. Oh my God, Jamie.
No, not that much.
How much?
$60.
$60. That ain't too bad.
$50 on a straight out bet, and then $10 right at the beginning of the fight with some other guy at the party.
What was? Oh, for the end.
Yeah.
You didn't like bet on like the first round.
No.
Okay.
Should have bet on like the fourth or fifth round.
Did you hear about the? How much them tickets went for?
It's ridiculous amounts.
Yeah. If they have a second fight, do you think it'll be as big of a deal?
No. There was a lot of boos in the crowd. A lot of people were pissed off.
Well, when you pay that much, I don't know how you couldn't. Oh, dude. Unless they're... Like, you'd be pissed off if there was a knockout in the first round. You'd be pissed. I think everybody would have been... Like, it'd have to be literally constant punching the entire time, blood everywhere, for people to be into it and feel like they got their money's worth.
Yeah.
And then in the 12th round...
I want to see
a knockout,
you know?
Because you have to be something crazy, otherwise people aren't going to feel like they got their money's worth.
I want them wrapping their hands, dipping them in the caramel,
like in,
and then the sprinkles,
and then the gummy bears.
Yeah, I want to see it all.
That would be cool. I would like that if they actually did that. What movie? That was the Hot Shots, right?
Yeah, I think was that Dukes or no? I don't think that was Dukes. It might have been part
Dukes. I think it might have been the second one.
Yeah.
Hot Shots Part Dukes.
Part Dukes. I loved you on Wall Street. Yeah. I don't know. It was alright, I guess.
So other than the douchebag that tried to fight you, was the rest of the evening good?
It was alright. It was a good party.
And okay, so overall, your opinion of the fight. You hear people booing on TV, but...
It was just, you know, a lot of, you know... I mean, there was good moments, and then there was the hurry up and do something moments. And
do you think it was worth the $89 buy-in on the pay-per-view?
I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
Right. If you would have done it, would you have charged people a cover to come over to your house and watch it?
Well, that's what that drunk guy tried doing after the fact, after everybody was already there drinking. $5 for the fight, and I'm like, what are you talking about? You need $5? Blow me.
It wasn't in his house.
No. But he
was trying to do it for the
he was throwing order? A fit because he threw in on the keg or something. I don't fucking
know.
Or he was trying to get money back for the keg. I don't know.
He sounds like a douche. Does he listen? Will he listen to this episode?
I don't know. I mean, he's an alright dude. I've known him forever. It's just...
Do I know him?
Wasn't his night. He might. I don't know.
Alright, when we go off there, give me the name. I'm curious now. I'm piqued. Did we go to school with him?
Possibly.
Here, write it on this.
Write that down. You might know him.
Yeah. I knew as soon as you did the first letter of the last name.
Yeah? Yeah, that's who it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that from him. I mean, I haven't hung out with him, but he never seemed like...
He was a little tipsy.
I could see the tipsy part, but I do have an interesting story about him, which I don't think I'll tell on here. about a girl he was with that I then dated for a short period of time, and some of the stories she told me about him I found interesting.
Ooh, please tell.
Yeah, I don't know if I should do it on the air. Well,
no, let's do it.
Okay. So, I guess he was abusive, meaning like he like hit her and all this shit, which I wouldn't, from knowing him in high school,
right?
He didn't seem that. I mean, he kind of was like the.
Some girls are into that these days, though.
Yeah.
Like some of them want you to rape them.
But this girl wasn't. Cuddle with them afterwards. At least the way she was. Now, I think she was. Here's the thing with her. After she broke up with him, I think she went through one of these whole, like, I'm born again, whatever types, and she got real religious or whatever. because her whole thing with me is, this was during my breakout summer where, you know, I had been divorced and now I was just going to go fucking
just slinging
party for whatever. You know, just every fucking night, you know, just go do whatever. And, her, like, I met her during this time. I don't remember how I met her. I think it was through Facebook or something. But, anyways, so, yeah, she was telling me all these stories about how he would, like, drag her down the hall and punch her and all this
Jesus.
Shit. And for doing whatever, I didn't get into all the detail. I didn't ask a whole bunch of questions about it. But, like, just what she was, you know, because she asked me if I knew him. And I said, I know of him. Yeah, I never really hung out with him. And, so then, she was like, real religious, don't want me to like go to church with her and shit like that. And I was like, no, I don't do that. And I have my reason. I told her my reason why I don't go. And then like, you know, every like Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, even Wednesday nights, we'd be out at the bar, like me, Jose, Boner, whatever. And I would get like a text, be like. Like, when somebody posts a picture of us all standing there with our drinks, why do you always have to be out at the bar? Why can't you ever just, like, because she would want me to, like, come over on, like, a Thursday night. And I would be like, oh, I got other plans, or I'm staying home tonight. And then an hour later, I'm at the bar. Why are you always at the bar? Is that all you, and so it was, like, this whole thing. I was like, well, this is never going to work, because I can't be with somebody that doesn't, like, okay, now I don't go to the bar at all, but Lala never pressured me to not. Why are you always at the bar? She was right there too, having fun. You know what I mean? I had just gotten divorced. I had been locked up in a fucking shitty relationship for 4 years. Why shouldn't I have some time to myself? You know what I mean? So maybe she deserved it. Good on you, buddy. I can't believe you cheap shot a dude though.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, I guess when you're tipsy and all that.
Uh-huh. I didn't even see it. I just heard the whoa, and turn around, and there's dude on the ground, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. Crazy. Good times.
Yeah. It was nuts.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so then that girl, she basically came down to, I told her, this is after like the eighth time she told me, why do I have to go off the bar and all this? I basically sent her this big long message on Facebook saying, explaining everything I just said to you, like how, you know, I just got out of whatever and I really just want to do this. I don't think this is going to work.
Is this bothering you?
No. I just like looking at it. As it looks like smoke, but it's not smoke.
No.
For the listeners, Jamie's doing one of those vapor things, isn't
it? It's blue raspberry Jolly Rancher flavor.
Okay. Well, I don't smell blue raspberry.
You want me to blow it in your face?
No.
Okay.
I'll have to cheap shot you.
You want to try it?
No, I'm good. I can get a little bit of it now.
It's getting pretty thick in here.
Yeah. I might need to put a... Some like a... But it's just vapor, right?
Bathroom fan, yeah.
Okay, so... What was I saying? I sent this big, long thing. And I didn't get a response. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she sends me... Like, this is me basically being a dick without being, like, a super dick. Telling her, you know, fuck off, basically.
Yeah. Kick rocks,
like,
bitch.
Like, two weeks later, she's like, I've been thinking, maybe we should start fresh. And I was like, what? So your whole life is nothing but born again. So you're going to start fresh with me? Well, I'm not going to start fresh with you, because I'm going to go right back into... I'm going to keep going to the fucking bar, so unless you're coming with me...
Right.
And she wouldn't want to do that. She just wanted to start over. It's like, she wanted to... Anyways, it was...
That's sad.
I don't know.
Some people get sucked into that shit, man.
And good for her. I don't know. And then she deleted me and blocked me on Facebook.
And blocked you, wow.
I think so. I think so. I could search her name, but I really don't give a shit. So, yeah.
That's one road
left. And she had braces, and I wasn't down with that. You know, she was one of the people that got braces late to try and, like, fix it up.
I gotcha.
And that, it was fine. I was a little scared to get a blowjob, but, you know, that's it funny. Is what it is. So, yeah. What else you got?
What else?
We got 8 minutes. We can end early.
I don't know. I got bad gas right now. I feel bad.
Well, I haven't smelled that. And next time you fart, just keep blowing the vapes.
The vape around.
And I didn't really smell. I don't think I got... I didn't... If I did, I got like
shit.
Maybe I'm trying
to hold it back.
Maybe we take a
trying
break.
Trying to be a nice house guest.
Yeah, you need to take a shit before you come over.
I know.
Every time you come here, you take a shit, seems like.
I tried... No, I haven't... I think I've shit here once, and I felt bad.
You want to run down to the McDonald's real quick?
Pull up to McDonald's down the street.
Grab a... I'll give you a dollar, you can grab me a sausage biscuit while you're there. I was being serious.
Damn it, I had a story, and now I don't remember what it was. Something about my kids. I don't remember.
Save it for next week.
Save it for next week.
You'll think of it.
Something.
Do you want to do the shit?
No, I'm holding it. I'm good.
All right. I could go for it.
I think it's just a strong fart right now.
Uh-oh. Just don't shit your pants.
No, I don't plan it.
These are new chairs.
I haven't done that in months.
Shit your pants. I think the last time everybody was here, we talked about that.
On the way to work.
It was the last time you shit yourself. Everybody had, too.
I did it on the way to work, man. It was terrible.
It was shocking.
Left my drawers in the garbage can and everything.
Yeah. That's horrible.
It was.
Did you stop at a Walmart, grab some more, or just said free ball on it?
I drove back home from Chicago to go get some drawers.
You could have just stopped at the store.
Well, I had work in Freeport. I got there, and they're like, we got this job in Freeport. I'm like, awesome, there's underwear on the way there.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
See, it's not like you went out of your way. It was on the way, kind of.
I guess. That was the worst shit in my pants experience ever. No toilet paper. No paper towels.
Oh.
It was rough.
You had to change your entire bottoms, didn't you?
It was rough.
Jeans?
No, I just washed my ass out in the sink.
At a gas station?
Yes!
Oh. Don't ever get a drink from a gas station sink.
Not that Shell in fucking... Where was that at? Lake Zurich? The Shell out there in Lake Zurich. Beware.
Well, beware, Lake Zurich listeners. Don't go to the Shell gas station. I'm sure it's been clean since, but...
I would hope
not like
so.
You shit all over the sink, but... That would have been bad.
It was bad.
It's like a boner thing back in the day. He doesn't do that anymore.
No, not anymore.
He's a good boy now.
He might do that when his wife's in Vegas.
When is she in Vegas? He's not going to Vegas?
She was there last weekend. He invited me to come over.
Wow.
The wife's not here. You want to come hang out? I'm like, oh, this is what it's come to.
Wow. You didn't do it?
No.
Why? Is you holding your ground?
I had my kids, and I don't like burning up my babysitters for regular shit. I already had this Pacquiao fight planned out.
Yeah.
Can't burn out the grandma 2 weekends in a row. Got to space them out.
Why?
I don't know.
Is grandma not on the way? Grandma's by my house.
Yeah.
It's not really on the way.
No,
to
really.
Where. It's kind of... I don't know where dude lives, but... I would assume it's like McChesney Park-ish.
Last night?
Yeah.
No, it was Roscoe.
Roscoe? Well, that's even closer to grandma then.
I had to come here, drive back down Route 2, and then go down Roscoe Road.
It's okay.
Whatever.
I feel like we're ending on a low note right now. We need something big. something big to go out on. Should I turn the sound effect machine on?
No. I don't do sound effects.
What's your beef with the sound effects machine? It's
too morning radio-ish.
Well, we're recording in the morning.
Yeah, I
see. These all come out in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. This is true.
Well, people don't listen to them in the morning. They listen to them whenever, so...
Go ahead. Hit a sound effect.
Man.
Get a Jamie Martin top drop. That's terrible.
Yeah, Well, I'll grab that one right there.
Well, see, you can't because you were a hum in the background here.
Well, that's just,
That's terrible.
That's a good one.
It almost sounded too set up. We just need to, like, here, let me ask you a question. You just respond to it, all right? Go for it. Man, I got to get my throat cleared up here. So what do you think about these new, let's see. What do you think about Obama's politics?
They suck. Oh,
you're so, come on, you fucked up your own drop.
That's terrible.
I'm going to keep that one. They suck. You fucked up your order. That's terrible. That's the drop right there, buddy. That whole thing.
Okay, in 2013, a pig in Australia stole 18 beers from a campsite, got drunk, and tried to fight a cow.
A pig?
That's terrible.
That's not true.
That's
How would a pig try and... Oh,
Reddit, dude. Today I learned. You don't get down on the Today I Learned?
You do Reddit?
I do Today I Learned.
I do Twitter. What is Reddit?
A whole bunch of shit.
Isn't it's just a little bit of everything, isn't it?
Basically.
It's like blogs and like feeds. So like you would post something and people like comment on the shit and have giant discussions.
Some shit like that, yeah. You know that butterflies retain their memory after being a caterpillar?
Wow. That's interesting.
That is
interesting.
Well,
you assume so because not like they die. They hibernate and then
yeah, but their body, like, turns into fucking grossness and solidifies again.
But then they become beautiful, Jamie.
I guess.
You guess? You don't like butterflies?
I don't know.
It's dedicated to the butterfly.
I don't hate butterflies, but I don't go out of my way to appreciate them.
Okay. ICP dedicated everything to the butterfly. Do they still do that?
I don't know.
I mean, you stopped listening?
Kind of.
Wow.
I said
never thought we'd hear that.
I know, I listen, I just don't listen to the new shit.
They still have new shit, right?
I think so.
Okay. Let's wrap this one up. For,
myself. Signing off.
Signing off.
This is Jamie. Thanks for drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's why you gotta never let them see you down, oh, oh, yeah. Gotta smile while you're hurting, and whistle while you're working. Hey! That's why you gotta never let them see you down, oh, oh, yeah. Gotta smile while you're hurting, and whistle while you're working. Hey. That's why you gotta never let them see you down, oh, oh, yeah. Gotta smile while you're hurting, and whistle while you're working. Sooner of your darker side, regret, revenge will eat you up inside. I know, get up, work that dignity, let it bounce, let it fly, make them history, oh, oh.
You've been listening to the D2R Podcast, brought to you by Dream to Reality Entertainment. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the D2R Podcast on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and leave us a comment. We'd really appreciate it. Oh, and don't forget to tell a friend.